안녕. You are listening to The Legit Korean. I'm your host and your Korean tutor, Ari Lee. This is where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Legit Korean. That's me. And this is June 12th. It's Tuesday. It's cloudy here in South Korea. I wonder, how's the weather like in your country? So, let's get started. It's time for On Korea. I talk about anything that is about my country and you learn some trivia on South Korea. Today, I want to talk about Korean name. So the historic summit between North Korea and the United States is happening right now as I'm recording my podcast. And South Koreans are very excited about this. We all hope that good results, great results comes out soon. Because I'm very interested in this summit, I saw a lot of news articles regarding this issue. And I found that a lot of articles mention Kim Jong-un as Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump as Donald Trump. So if you see the name of Donald Trump, Donald is first name and Trump is last name, right? But in case of Kim Jong-un, it's not like that. For Kim Jong-un, Kim is last name and Jong-un is his first name. The order is opposite. A lot of Koreans are well aware about this, so we tend to say our name in opposite way to a foreigner when we say our name. That's why I always say my name as Ari Lee. But if I say my name in Korean way, it's not Ari Lee. You should put Lee first and then say Ari. Then you might think, oh, so your name in Korean is Lee Ari, right? But it's only partially right. Because in Korea, there's no such last name as Lee. There's only Lee. So my real name in Korean way is Lee Ari. But I know that a lot of non-native Korean speakers find very hard to pronounce E. So I just say Lee. And also, there's no such last name as Kim in South Korea too, and North Korea. So I saw that a lot of news articles mention Kim Jong-un's name as K-I-M-J-O-N-G-U-N. So they write his last name as Kim, but there's no Kim, there's only Kim. And I think the President of the United States and a lot of, you know, Western news media know about this. So even though they write his name in a wrong way, they pronounce it in a correct way. Even though they write his last name as K-I-M, they pronounce as Kim. So keep in mind that Korean name and American name has different order. So if you ask any South Koreans about their names, they could answer it in Korean way or American way. And if you're confused which is their last name or which one is their first name, just ask them. So is your last name Yi? It's time to learn some legit Korean, and today, let me tell you how to say actually. It could also mean in fact or as a matter of fact. Actually in Korean is 사실은. I'm gonna repeat it three times. Listen carefully. 사실은 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 Now you can say, actually, I'm hungry in Korean. Because we covered how to say, I'm hungry on previous episode. I'm hungry in Korean is 배고파요. Then actually, I'm hungry in Korean is 사실은 배고파요. Now I'm gonna break it into syllables so that you can repeat after me. Two times.
사실은 사실은
Now slowly, three times.
사실은 사실은 사실은
Now faster, three times.
사실은 사실은 사실은
As always, thank you for listening to my podcast. Don't forget the homework. You say 사실은 to anyone you meet today for 30 times because practice makes perfect. And if you have any questions or if you just want to say hello to me, contact me on Anchor and Instagram. On Anchor, you can send me a voice message. And on Instagram, my account is TheLegitK. T-H-E, LegitK. And if you visit my Instagram account, you can see the written version of today's expression. And tomorrow is an election day, and it's a holiday, so I'm taking a day off. So have a great Wednesday. See you on Thursday. Bye. 안녕.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.